Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Life is an amazing privilege with many opportunities. But let's face it, life is also really hard, especially when you're stressed out. What is stress? Stress is an unpleasant yet common condition that rises when pressure mounts and stakes are high. It surfaces when workload is increased and deadlines loom. Furthermore, it grabs hold of you when the buck stops with you. Interestingly, during stressful situations, performance and character matter. Stress can be short or long-term. Most of us get through the short bursts. It's the long-term stress that takes a toll. Regardless, you can become stressed out in either case. Everything changes when your world is threatened. Your time, energy, and schedule become side elements that run parallel to invading stressors. Yet, they still need to be managed. Even before you develop a management plan, you can be stressed out. Sometimes, stress lasts much longer than you ever dreamed. In fact, it can claim huge chunks of your life against your wishes. Additionally, stress can affect your health and well-being. Plus, it can negatively impact relationships. Since stress is here to stay, what does it look like to manage stress? How do you get through it well? Well, you address drain every single day. It's inevitable. Additionally, your life sometimes changes without your permission. The most troublesome scenario is when stress is imposed on you by someone else's terrible decisions. Consequently, how do you manage being stressed out with all these triggers? Let's look at some practical action steps that help. The first action step, believe it or not, is to pause. Start by stopping. That sounds odd, but it's true. Learn to pause. Breathe in and out. Feel your heartbeat. Get your bearings. Resolve to respond, not react. Then, choose to be thankful for life, for blessings. Think of friends and supportive family. Look at creation and enjoy the calming beauty. To do this, it's critical to pause. Practice a pause daily. Even better, make a habit to pause several times a day. So, the first action step is to pause. The second action step to help address and manage your stress is to turn to God. In your pause, turn to God. Equally, change your perspective to align with His perspective. Remember, He is in control. God remembers and loves you always. So invite Him into your stress. God has unlimited power. Furthermore, He has promised to help you through all stressful troubles. Jesus said, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." John 16:33b. God is on your team. This is a clear win for you. Nevertheless, He's not a genie to grant three wishes. God promises to never leave you, Deuteronomy 31:6. He is close to you, ready to help with sleeves rolled up. In fact, every name God calls Himself matches your needs. Since God intends to meet your needs, turn to Him. The third action step is to focus on God's names and promises. So, that's a good place to begin, focusing on His names and promises from God's Word. First, consider Isaiah 9, verse 6. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. These are some names he calls himself. Claim these names. Take them into your heart. There are great benefits. Counsel, power, belonging, and peace. God calls you his friend and his child. Let him be a friend and a dad to you. So, those are some of his names. But second of all, God gives many promises to help you live well, even in troubled times. Even when you are stressed out, get into God's word and claim some of his many promises. You'll be astounded to see many practical promises. Plus, they are stress reducers. Isn't this exactly what you need in any crisis? Okay, we're going to talk about more of his names. And if you want to look at a chart of these names, you can look at the article by going to our website. But I'm going to tell you about the scriptures and the names of God. And then I want you to ponder each one of these names. And maybe when you have a free moment from whatever you're doing now, even journal how these names match your needs. Here's a scripture from Psalm 62, 7, and it simply talks about how God is your rock. Now, what you need to do is apply, what does that mean for me? There's another scripture, Psalm 62, verse 8, and here, God's name is refuge. What does that mean for you? How about 1 John 3, 1? Here he's called Father. How awesome to have a Father who wants you to succeed. What about John 15, verse 15? Here he's called Friend. I know you can find something meaningful in that name. Matthew 12, 49 and 50, he's called Brother. Everyone needs a good brother. Psalm 28, 7 says he's your shield. What does that mean for you? Exodus 15, 26 says he is your healer. I know that you could be healed on many different levels in your life, just like me. Hebrews 13, 6 says he is helper. Everyone needs a helper. Psalm 23, verse 1 says he is your shepherd. You can apply that to many scenarios in your life. And guess what? There are many more names in scripture that you can pull from. So get into God's word with eager expectation. Strategically get God's promises into you and into your stress. By the way, the chart I'm describing of God's names is one of the resources right out of my book, Reach Back, Intentionally Reaching Back to God, which you can find in our bookstore. All right, the fourth action step to help manage stress is to make a plan. We talked about God's names and promises. Now, apply these provisions in a practical way. Make a plan. First, take what you discover about God's names and make them real in your stress. For example, seek and apply the wisdom from Wonderful Counselor, the power from Mighty God, the intimacy and belonging from Everlasting Father, and peace from Prince of Peace. And make these applications practical with whatever stress you're going through. Second, select specific promises that apply to your stressful scenario. And then third, these two elements, his names, which we just talked about, and his promises, which was the second part of this action step. When you apply his names and his promises by faith, set the foundation for a good plan. So now is when you actually develop your plan. And here are seven things you need to keep in mind. Remember, number one, keep it practical. Two, keep it simple. Less is more. Three, record your plan. In other words, write it down on paper or get it into your device. Four, keep it in front of you. Five, tweak your plan as you move through stress and be flexible. Six, track progress as you manage stress. And number seven, thank God ahead of time, even as you wait for answers. All righty. So we're still under make a plan. And the first thing was to remember his names, God's names. Second was to go for the promises that he's laid out in his word. And then the third is to actually develop the plan. And there were the seven action steps. Let's go ahead and review those real quick right now. One, be practical. Two, keep it simple. Three, record your plan. Four, keep it in front of you. Five, tweak it and be flexible. Six, track progress as you manage stress. And seven, thank God ahead of time as you wait for answers. Well, that was number one, two, and three under make a plan. Now let's go to the fourth step under that topic. Eliminate self-induced stress. You have enough daily stress to manage without adding to your load. Let go of unhelpful messages others put on you. Live for God's approval, not approval of others. Incidentally, this is the fear of the Lord rather than the fear of man. So in conclusion, apply God's names and promises as your foundation. Then make a flexible, simple plan. Then eliminate self-induced stress. And finally, live in the fear of the Lord. All right, we're going on to action step number five. Practice cheer. Cheer is not a feeling. It's a decision to have a specific perspective and disposition. You can celebrate something precious each day, even in stressful times. You don't have to be stressed out. Instead, practice cheer. If you exercise cheer, you will look back on difficult seasons and be amazed how many pleasant memories occupy the same timeline as stress. Daily cheer keeps you in touch with good that is still present in life. And did you know daily cheer promotes hope? Okay, action step number six is to pursue balance in life. It's critical to maintain a healthy approach to daily life. So pursue balance in life. Don't let stress rob you of fun, healthy relationships, taking breaks, reading a good book, taking a vacation, and so on. Additionally, get good sleep, exercise, laugh, enjoy sights, sounds, smells, and memories. Close your eyes and bask in God's goodness. It's still all around you, and He is still with you. Don't sacrifice your daily devotional time alone with God. Decide to approach this time with eager expectation. Soon, you'll be looking forward to what God has to share with you. So, as far as pursuing balance in life, enjoy life. Even during stress, connect with God daily. Build into good times. Remember, stress is part of life. A balanced person seeks to manage stress instead of getting stressed out. The seventh action step is to praise and thank God. As you work to manage stress and as you wait for God to keep His promises, and He will, resolve to praise and thank Him. A grateful heart somehow produces energy and perspective in good times and bad times. Habakkuk 3, verse 17 and 18 is so good. Basically, it says that even when everything goes terribly wrong, you can be joyful in God, your Savior. It's a decision. It's a choice. Make the choice to praise God and thank God. Now, why would that be? Because that character is all about you, not him or your situation. The eighth action step to manage stress is to finish well. Even if you must accept a new norm, determine to finish well. You started with a pause, end with a pause again. Tell God everything in your heart, even if you have unfinished processes. Tell him your feelings and disappointments. Give him your burdens. Remarkably, he's made himself available to you, so just be close to him by faith. Accept his grace to enter new seasons. Trust he will help you manage the stresses on your plate. God is your father and friend, always loving and good. So plan to finish well, even when you are in the middle of stress. Let's do a quick review of the action steps that help you to manage the stressors in your life. First of all, pause. Second, turn to God. Third, focus on God's names and promises. Fourth, make a plan. And there are several steps in that, if you'll remember the content. You can go back through and listen again. The fifth is to practice cheer. Six, pursue balance in your life. Seven, praise and thank God. And eight is to finish well. Okay, I want to tell you a story of a tree. Workmen selected a tree on a hilltop. They cut down other surrounding trees. Interestingly, this tree was left to bear up under stresses of wind and storm. It was exposed to the burning sun, alone on a hilltop. Yes, exposed. Over time, this tree was cut down to become the mast of a great ship. It provided strength and balance for the craft it was fixed to. The mast bore the stress of the ship's heavy propulsion sails system. The long-term stress it endured alone on the hilltop became the strength of the ship. It brought hope to all who traveled the seas on it. The stress on the mast became the stabilizing power and safety for others. Here are some application thoughts and questions over today's content. Number one, do you often feel stressed out? Two, will you follow the steps that we talked about in this content to manage your stress? First of all, pause. Then turn to God. Focus on God's names and promises. Make a plan. Practice cheer. Pursue balance in life. Praise and thank God. And finish well. Third question, which names of God mean something special to you? Number four, what promises from God's word will you claim for your stress? I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use the online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.